Okay, today's topic is Ein Shliach D'var Avera. So the Gemara here in Gemara Bava Metzia discusses this concept of Ein Shliach D'var Avera. So what's the svar? What's the reason why Ein Shliach D'var Avera? What's the Gemara say? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishamim, right? The Shliach has an option. The Shliach could either listen to the Rav, he could listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he could listen to the Talmud, he could listen to the guy who sent him. So if I send Ruvain to go do an Avera, and Ruvain decides to do the Avera, so I don't get hit with that Avera as Shlichus. We don't say Yeshliach. He acted on his own. I didn't tell him, you know, I told him to jump off the bridge. I told him to destroy something. I told him to hurt someone. But he acted on his own. He's his own independent party. Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, Mi Shamim. So we say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, me as the Meshleach, I'm not responsible. The Shliach is the one who's responsible.
What if he doesn't know that it's an Avera?
All right, so that's what we're going to get. We're discussing Antosis. The guy's choking. He didn't know he did anything wrong. So we'll get that in a second. So the Gemara says that there are three exceptions. I think I've told you this in the past, that when I was applying for the Kol HaElyon, the YU after Smicha, there's a Kol called the Kol HaElyon, so you get a Faheret from six different Rosh Yeshiva. You speak to Rav Shecht, and Rav Rodenzweig, and Rav Wulig, and Rav Charlap, and I forget who else already now. So Rav Wulig, what he asked me in the question, we were learning at the time, Baba Kama, so he asked me this question, what are the three exceptions where we say Yesh, Shliach, the Dvar Avera? Where do we say that there is a Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Where if I, as the Meshalech, send an individual to do an Avera, I will be responsible as the Meshalech. What are the three exceptions? So that's the Gemara here in Kedushin. So what are the three exceptions?
Mila
is one.
Tficha,
Mechira. Tficha, Mechira, that's one. Tficha, Mechira, that's one again. Mi'ila, if I send something, some money with someone to violate an Isra, I gave him Hektish, money Hektish, which cannot be used for mundane purposes, so I send him off, and he uses it for chulin purposes. I, as the mishaleach, get the iser mila. Number two is tvicha mechira. If I steal an animal, so normally the halacha is if a gneva is chayv kefel, if I then do tvicha mechira, I'm chayv then dalav vehe. I have to pay four or five times the amount of the animal. So let's say I send the shliach to do the shchita for me, to do the tvicha mechira. Even though I don't do the actual shchita, I'm still chayiv dal vehei. That's a second exception where we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. What's the third? Exactly, shlichus yad. Shlichus yad, the lach is if I'm watching something, so I'm responsible to shomer. If something onus happens to the object, so that I'm a pater. But let's say shlichus yad, if I use the object as a shomer, I'm not allowed to use it. A shoel could use an object. If I'm borrowing something, I could use it. If I'm just watching your object, I can go ahead and use it if I want. So if I go ahead, shlichas yad, if I extend my hand and I use it, I abuse it, I'm now responsible for anything that happens to this object after using it. So let's say I'm watching an object and I point you to do shlichas yad, I point you to now use this object, that too is called shlichas yad, and I'm still responsible. So those are the three exceptions of yesh shliach l'dvar avera, me'ila, tvicha mechira, and then shlichas yad.
Does the person who does it have any
In that case, right. If we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera in the case of Me'ila, in the case of, so does he do anything wrong? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure not. Fine. So again, this is a large topic. I'm going to be very, very focused here on this sugya. Let's. I'm going to do the second half first. So look at the Shitas HaRambam number four. We'll do the first three in a second afterwards. But let's just look at the Rambam number four. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Me'ila. He says, I'm reading just the bold. Ubechol haTorah kula, throughout the entire Torah, ein shliach l'dvar avera, ela b'me'ila levada. So the Rambam says there's only one place in the entire Torah where we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, that's in the world of me'ila. So what's the problem? The Rambam obviously ignores the case of shlichas yad, he ignores the case of tvicha mechira. How come the Rambam says the other cases there, we still would say ein shliach l'dvar avera? He ignores the mefurish gemara and kedushin, the second parak that we're learning. So there are two answers that's suggested in the explaining the Shitas HaRambam. The first answer, let's look at, I'm going to do everything backwards today, I'm sorry. Let's look at the last page. This is the Maharit. This is the Atzmos Yosef. It looks like this page, Atzmos Yosef. So the Atzmos Yosef writes, to explain the Rambam, why he ignores Tvicha Mechira and why he ignores Shlichas Yad. So he writes right in the beginning, right in the middle rather, on the underline, the efshir de hachikamar. Perhaps the Rambam is saying as follows: Bechol haTorah kula, in the entire Torah, shelo ba davar mefurash, there is no explicit pasuk, Ein shliach devar vera ela b'meila. Sharei b'meila lo ba davar kokach mefurish ela b'chat chet chet. What's he saying? He's saying when it comes to shlichas yad and it comes to tevicha mechira, if you remember the Gemara had a very explicit source how we know yesh shliach devar vera. That the Rambam doesn't contend. It's a mefurish pasuk. He's saying there's no other place in the Torah that's learned through a drasha. There's only one area that's learned through a drasha that there is shliachas l'dvar v'era, namely me'ila. That's what the Rambam's saying, which is a very hard read in the Rambam. Again, he says, the way you have to look at the Rambam now, if you look back at number 4, I'm going to plug back in Atmos Yosef, he says number 4, u'b'chol ator kula, within the entire Torah, the only time that there's a drasha to include shliach devar vera is ein shliach devar vera ela b'me'ila levada. Mila is the only place where it's included through a drasha. Yes, shliach is yad and tvicha mechira also is yesh shliach devar vera. But that's not through a drasha. That's through a very explicit pasuk. That's how the Atmos Yosef understands the Shitas Rambam. He doesn't argue in the Gemara. He's just breaking up between that which is learned through drashas versus that which is learned through Mefurish Pasuk.
Me'il is only through...
through a drasha. Right, it's a gzer shava. It says chait here, it says chait by chuma. It's like by chuma, there's shlichus, so too by me'ila, there's shlichus. That's a drasha. That's what the Rambam is highlighting. But when it comes to shlichus yad, it's a Mefurish Pasuk. The Pasuk says, im lo shalach yado, and there's a drasha from that. It's not a gzer shava. And when it comes to tvicho mechira, it's also learned out from the extra pasuk that says, oh, tvacha o mechamachrav, they learn a lashon of drash, the din of shlichus there as well. So that's the chiddush of the Atmos Yosef. It's a hard read in the Rambam, though.
It's a lashon where in the Gemara we have the
drash, yeah, is mochavim. Yeah, we have that, Kim. It's mochavim. We have that Gemara several times, yeah. Yeah, the drash chacham is mochavim. Yeah. Fine. But what makes more sense is probably the Shitas of Maharit. To look at the Maharit is the other photocopied page here. Maharit says the reason why the Rambam breaks up Me'ila as the only exception is because he understands Shlichas Yad and Tvicha Mechir is very, very different. I'll say it outside first, then we'll look at it inside. It's this page here. He says... You don't have it? Oh, so I'll say it outside, then I'll read it inside. Yeah, you have it. Yeah, that page right there. Yeah, that's it, yeah. So he says as follows. When I send out a guy, I tell you, I'm watching an object. I'm watching this, I'm watching a scarf. And I say, you know what, Ezra, go, you could use this scarf. Now, you have no right to use the scarf. That's shlichas yad. That is not actually going through yesh shlich dvar vera. That's me abusing my shmira. That's a violation of shmira, not shlichus. Anybody who uses this, it's a violation. I'm letting someone use this object. That's not called shlichus of mine. That's, this object is now being abused when it shouldn't be abused. And not because of shlichus. That's called shlichus yad. If I use the object or somebody else uses the object, I'm not doing my proper shmira. And that's why it's considered shlichus yad. Not because you're acting as an agent of me. That's not yesh shlich dvar vera. That's because that's considered shlichus yad.
Okay, so that's the differential. Right?
Yeah.
So let's say I'm abusing my power, but I give someone else the power to use it. Isn't that shlichus yad for that person also?
It's not shlichus. I don't want to confuse shlichus yad and shlichus. Let's break it down conceptually. There sometimes the avera is on the gavra, and sometimes the avera is on in the chepsa. So let's say when it comes to me'ila. So me'ila, I'm not allowed to use this. A violation for me to use this, and if I have you use it for me, that's considered a shliach, an agent of me. That's yesh shlichus l'dvar vera. But when it comes to the shmira, when it comes to shmira here, so then the object here cannot be used. So if anybody uses this object, whether it's me, whether it's you, whether I point you, this object was used unrightfully. And therefore, that's considered shlichus yad. Not as an agent of mine, because the chefta was misused, mishandled.
Also, the
chepsa
can't be used.
Right. So the focus here is that every time there's a chepsa gavra, I cannot use it, and this object cannot be used. Mm-hmm. But what's the focus here? So what he's breaking down here is the focus for me'ila is that I'm not allowed to use this. And when I appoint a person to use it, he's acting as my agent. As opposed to the shlichas yad, when the guy uses it, it's not a problem because he's my agent. It's a problem that I need to protect this object. And now that this object is being mishandled, whether it's by me or by you, it's because the object is mishandled, not because you're my agent. Let's say you weren't my agent. Let's say I didn't appoint you. I just kind of walked away and someone else used it. That would also be a violation of Shlichas Yad because I didn't do my proper Shmira. So that would be a violation that I'm doing Shlichas Yad, not because you're acting as my agent. That's not Shlich Devar Avera. That's simply because the object was mishandled. And same thing with Tvicha Mechir. If I steal your object and I allow it to be shechted, whether or not you're my agent or not my agent, that's considered me not watching the object that I just stole and it's being shechted. That's the Chiddush of the Maharit. That really, in the end of the day, there's only Shlichas for Me'ila, but not the other cases. Now, it's a very, very nice Lamdisha distinction within the Ramam, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara does say there is Shlich Devar Avera when it comes to Me'ila, when it comes to Tvicha Mechira, and when it comes to Shlichas Yad. Again, it's a nice Svara, but hard to really read back in the Gemara. But either way, that's the position of the Rambam and the two Achronim explaining the Shitas of the Rambam. Okay, let's now move to the second half, which is really the first half of the discussion, what you had asked me, Ezra. Let's say the individual doesn't know he did something wrong. So right now we say Paskin, Yesh Lich Devar Avera, by these three cases, Me'ila, Tvicha Mechira, and Shlichas Yad. And what's the Svar again? What's the reason why we say Ein Shliach Devar Avera in general? Because we say to the Shliach, I tell the guy to go kill someone. He killed someone. So I'm responsible because I appointed him? No, what? He didn't have to listen to me. Devar Rav, Devar Talmud, Mishamim. Did he listen to me as the Talmud, or does he listen to the Torah and Hashem, the Devar Rav? So I'm not responsible for anything he does. He acted on his own. So we say, Devar Rav, Devar Talmud, Mishamim.
If you wouldn't have had the idea to tell him, he wouldn't have gone and killed this guy.
Right.
Only going this, you told him.
Yes, no, so still, Lifte Iver only applies if I gave him the only opportunity. I mean, if, he had his own gun, and I recommended he kill someone, so Reuven, let's say, so I'm not, that's not Lifne Iver. I didn't present him a situation that didn't exist beforehand.
If I gave him the gun?
If you gave him the gun or something like, or that could be.
If he didn't think about killing Reuven, whatever, and he wanted to kill Reuven because you said something, of course you presented him the idea.
No, but that option could have been available to him in the first place. The classic case of Lifne, I don't want to get too involved in Lifne Iver. But the typical case, as the Gemara explains, is let's say there's a Nazir, and he has no wine from it available. And I hand him the wine, and he could not have accessed it had not been for me giving it to him. He's on the other side of the river, and he can't reach the wine. And I say, here's the wine, I give it up, throw it over the bottle of wine to him, he catches it. That's Lifnei Iver, because I presented something to him that didn't exist prior to this. The case of killing, all the circumstances existed, I just gave him an idea. I didn't give him anything physical, I didn't give him that new opportunity. So that wouldn't be typical Lifnei Iver. Again, it might be Misayeya B'davar, but that's another point. In terms of the actual Isser of Ritzicha, I don't get the Isser. He acted on his own. He's Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Rishomim. He's a competent individual. He's a Bardas. So he makes his own decisions. Just because I suggested something to him doesn't mean I'm responsible. He did the Maisa Avera. Now, Ezra asks, what about a situation where the guy didn't know? The guy was unaware that something is wrong. Let's say something not as obvious as murder. We'll get to the case of Mila in just a second. But let's say, what's a good example? Nothing comes to mind. But let's say the case, he didn't know.
Stealing.
Tosa talks about a case of stealing. I tell him, take that property, it's Hefker. It's all yours. It's your car. The key's in the ignition. Take that car, it's Hefker. The guy walked away, I saw, he said Hefker. Turns out the guy was just going in to buy some food from the bodega, and he's coming out to get his car afterwards. So he stole it, thinking it was Hefker. So he didn't know any better. So there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Shomim. He wasn't weighing that situation of, do I steal it, do I not steal it? In his eyes, it was completely Mutter and Hefker. So he did nothing wrong then. So in that case, will I get the Avera then? Because he did nothing wrong. We can't apply the din of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishomim. He's Mama Shogig. He did have a decision to make. So that's the question. So I want to explain Me'ila. It's a little bit of an involved Tosfos here. When it comes to the halachas of Me'ila, the last Tosfos, Amai. I'll say it outside a little bit just to get some of the ideas, and then we'll read this inside. So the halacha of Me'ila, Me'ila is a very unique, it's the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. The bottom there, Dibur Maschil Amai. So I'm going to say this outside just to explain a little bit of background about Me'ila. The unique halachas of Me'ila is you only get the Isser Mila when you violate Mila, then you bring a carbon. You bring a carbon when you violate Mila. Mila is, if I have Hekdesh money, I use it for mundane purposes. I buy a regular table with it. I do something I shouldn't be doing with it. So now, I bring a carbon. The Pasuk says you bring a carbon when you violate Mila. Now, when do you bring a carbon? Only when it's done Bishogeg. Right? Carbonos only come when a person acts Bishogeg. When a person does something bemazed, there's no carbon. So let's say on Shabbos, for example, a person does something bemazed. If there were Edim and Asra, he gets what?
Skill.
And if there were no Edim and Asra, what's the halacha for mazed? Gets karis. Gets karis for that. Now, if he does Bishogeg, the guy doesn't know any better. He thinks this melacha is permitted. He doesn't know that Shabbos, it's mamash shogeg. So then you bring a carbon. You bring a carbon for every melacha that you do. A carbon only comes for shogeg. So now the case of me'ila, by definition, must be a case of shogeg. That's how me'ila works. So now it's a case of shogeg. So now the guy is sent as a shliach. He doesn't know that it's me'ila. And he uses the money, that he mishandles the money like he's not supposed to, but he doesn't know any better. So you can't apply Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's Mama Shogeg. So how could that be the case? How could this be a case of Ein Shliach Devar Avera? Again, we say it's an exception because of a Pasuk. But had it not been for that Pasuk, we'd say, Ein Shliach Devar Avera, I sent the guy to use the money. I'm not, he did the Avera, not me, he used my money. But the guy, you can't apply the Svar. It's not Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, because he didn't know what he was doing was wrong. So he doesn't get an Avera either. I should get hit with that Avera. That's the complicated case of Mila. It's a case of Shogeg, yet we seem to apply the concept of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, but he doesn't know the Divrei Rav to listen to. So that's the complex sugi here. So look at Tosis in the bottom of my. We'll read this slowly inside, and then hopefully we'll have time afterwards. We'll explain a few other shitas how to otherwise explain this Tosfos. Tosis writes, Amai Ma'al, Neima Ein Shliach Devar Avera. So the loch is, again, I own the money, and I give you the Moz Hekdesh to you, and then you use it, you get the Avera. I get the Avera. I'm the Mishalech, I get the Avera for sending you off, and you don't. And the Gemara asks, why? Ein Shliach Devar Avera. There is no Shlichas when there's an Avera. I, as the Mishalech, shouldn't get the Avera, because Ein Shliach Devar Avera, you were the one who acted. So it says Tosos Tema. The case of Me'ila must be a case of Shogeg, where it was accidental. Because D'i B'mezid, had this been done on purpose, like a Me'ila, there's no Me'ila. D'ein Me'ila B'mezid, as I said before, when things are done on purpose, the Me'ila is not Shaykh. It's Imkain, if it take case of Shogeg now, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Vera, D'lo Shaykh L'Meimar, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishomim. Kevin the Shogeg, who, since the guy Shogeg, the Mashliach, doesn't know what's going on, so he doesn't have that option to weigh out Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, which one should I listen to? He doesn't know it. He's doing anything wrong. It's not even on the radar for him. So now that we're establishing Me'ila is a case of Shogeg, we don't apply Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishomim. And therefore, who should be responsible for the Avera, if the Shliach is Shogeg? I should, right? The Mashliach should be responsible. He has no options to weigh out. He's Mama Shogeg. And he says, that's what the Gemara says, that's great Ezra's Raya. He says, Dehachinami Mashma Perak Meruba. That's what the Gemara in the Perak Meruba, the seventh Perak of Baba Kama, indicates. The Gemara says there, Hare Sheganav Tle Mina Eder, if I steal a sheep from some guy's flock. Bamar Le Kohen, I say it to Kohen, great Ezra's example, I say it to Ezra, Ezra's a Kohen, Tol Tle Ze Shushali, take it, it's mine, keep the sheep. Oh, Nasi Le Kohen Le Becharos, Beno, or I paid him, I had a pin on a ben. My first son was a boy, let's say. And I have to give 5 silver slum, but I could also give objects. So I gave him, here's the tele, here's the sheep, let it redeem my son. So that's why I say, the hira lo betle shel chaber, but I show Ezra as the coin, I show some other guy's sheep, not my own sheep. So that's stealing, but he doesn't know any better. Umasik, the Gemara concludes, Dimiyad showed Siu HaKohen Mirshus Bailim. The moment Ezra takes that sheep out, thinking it's mine, but it's really not, the moment he takes the sheep out of that guy's property, Nishchayev HaGanav B'Mishichas HaKohen. So I'm Chayev. So listen to this. I send Ezra to take that sheep. I tell Ezra that's mine. And then he takes it out. Who gets the Aver, says the Gemara? Me or Ezra? I get it. But why? Don't we say Ein Shliach Devar Aveira? He did the Aveira. Answer, so I didn't touch a thing. So we say, when the Shliach doesn't know, when Ezra's a Shogeg here, then the Mishalach gets hit back with that Aveira. So it says the Tosis here as well. The case of Mi'ila has to be a case of Shogeg, because it doesn't exist otherwise. So it's a case of Shogeg. So the middleman is a Shogeg. He doesn't know what's going on. That's Mi'ila. There's no Taktish. So then I should get hit with the Aveira. Then that's the case where we say, Yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveira.
Isn't that what we do say?
But only because of the pasuk. But before the pasuk came about, the Gemara says Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. But the Gemara says no. Since the Shliach's b'shogeg, it should be a case of Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. So look what Tosas writes further. Yeah.
The Shliach doesn't know. Like, actually, but the Baal Bais or whatever gave him the money. Like, he doesn't know that. It's
Hektish,
right? I mean, or he does know.
The Baal Bais? So very good. So I should have done that case first. Let's look at the case here. Look at Rashi to explain this case. It's a very, very good point here. Look at Rashi. Well, hold your finger, your right finger if you want, Vehikshin Ri in Tosos, and move your left finger if you want, like hokey pokey here, and halfway down Rashi where it says Shliach Shelo Asa Shlichuso. So that Rashi explains what's the scenario here in the Hektish. So he says, Gave Hektish, with regards to Hektish money, Kai, we're referring to, Shayu etzlo mos Hektish, so I'm the Mishalech here, I had some money that was designated for the Beis HaMikdash. Vita, and he made a mistake, Kisavar Shein Shel Chulun, I thought that they were Chulun. Umaso l'shliach, now I hand these money to the Shliach, thinking they're actually regular money, Likach bem Chaluk, to buy a robe, instead, Kana behen Talis, but instead you bought a coat. So the Shliach is Mal, below Hasholcho, not the one who sends it. He's not my shliach here. But if he does my shlichus, so it's a good point here. So we're saying the mishaleach doesn't know about it either. He also made a mistake.
No one knows.
Exactly. So no one knows about this. They're both shogeg. But from the mishaleach's perspective, it's not a shaila of divrei rav, divrei talmud mishomin. He was never appointed to do it. Any case of hektish of meila is always when the guy did a bishogeg. He took out the wrong money from the wrong drawer. That's what it is. So he's also shogeg, which is fine. But now when we have the shliach do the avera and try to remove the itzer from me, but pass it on to him, that's when we apply who gets it, the mishaleach or the shliach, divrei rav, divrei talmud mishomim. So really the owner is responsible for protecting his money. But when the shliach does it, then the shliach should really get the avera. But now what he's saying here is, since the Shliach is Shogeg, Shliach doesn't know anything, so you can't apply the Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, and the Issa should fall back on the Mishalech, even though he's Shogeg. That's what the Me'il is always, B'Shogeg. So now look back at Tosos. The Hikshari, the Re asks, Hosam Amai Chayiv HaGanav, so why is the Ganav Chayiv Neima Ein Shliach Devar Veira? So they say, the tirutz kaven she'ein hakohen yodeya shuba b'migneva lo shayach lememar divrei mishomim. So what are we saying here? So the case of the geneva case, back to the Gemara Baba Kama, where I told Ezra to take the sheep out, and I get the iser, not him. He did the avera. He stole it. He went to the guy's property. I did nothing. But since the guy doesn't know, he's shogeg, Ezra doesn't know that he's doing something wrong, so you can't apply the svara divrei rav, divrei talmud mishomim. Therefore, the Shliach Ezra is not responsible. Therefore, I, the Mishaleach, am the one responsible. So what about the case here as well? In the case of Me'ila, you should say the same din. The Shliach doesn't know that it's Me'ila. So you can't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishamim. So I, as a Mishaleach, should be responsible. We should say, Yei Shliach, the Dvar Ve'er. But the Gemara doesn't suggest that. Not until the end, when the Gemara brings a Pasuk. But before bringing that Pasuk, we're saying, Ein Shliach, the Dvar Veira. Why don't we say Yesh Shliach Dvar Veira in a case of Shogeg by Me'ila? So answers Tosos of Omeri, Dehachi Mari. Here is a case, this gets into Moshe's question, Dehachi Mari Afilu Denizkar HaShliach Dekamar Demal Bahabayas. Let's say the Shliach remembers. The Shliach's on the way, and he says, oh, wait a second. This money is actually Me'ila money. It's really hektish. He remembers now. Now, Bahashta, so now that's the case. So, what's the case here? So, now the Shliach remembers. So, now he's bemazed, the Shliach. He's bemazed. So, whenever there's a case of mazed, we say that there's no Mila bemazed. So, who's the one who's Shogeg? It must be the Mishaleach. is the one who's shogeg. That's what we're saying here. Okay? No, I'm sorry. Let's say it again. Since the Shliach is bemazed, we say divrei Rav, divrei Talmud mishomim. The Shliach is very aware as to what's going on now. That's what the Tosa says. It's a case where he knows. The Shliach is aware. He remembers, oh, this is hektish money. Yeah, I'll use it anyways to buy the new table. So then we could say, since he's aware, then we say divrei Rav, divrei Talmud mishomim. Shliach is acting on his own. He's an independent person. So since he did the Avera, he gets the Avera. But Einach Hanami Tosa says, had it been Shogeg, had the Shliach not known, he had been Shogeg the whole time and not known that it was Hekdesh money, Einach Hanami, the Shliach wouldn't get hit with the Avera. It would be the Meshaleach. Okay? That's what Tosa's right. So case of Shogeg, you say Yesh Shliach Devar Avera. This is the fourth exception of Yesh Shliach Devar Avera. Let's just review just to get the overall picture. We said that there are three exceptions when you say Yesh Shliach Devar Avera. Those three exceptions are based on a pasuk. Again, just to review, the more times we say, the more times we'll remember, or the easier we remember. There's Yesh Shliach Devar Avera for Me'ila, for Tvicha Mechira, and for Shlichas Yad. Says Tosos, there's a fourth exception when Yesh Shliach Devar Avera, when the Shliach is Shogi, he doesn't know any better, you can't apply the din of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishomim, then we say the Meshaleach gets hit with the Avera, then we say Yesh Shliach Devar Avera, that's the fourth exception. That's Shitas Tosos. Shogeg, we say Yesh Shliach LeDvar Avera. Now let's move to three other Shitas found in the Rishonim in the Marmar Kol Masir. Look at the Ritva here. Number one. Okay. Now the Ritva says something interesting. The Ritva says, number one, the I'm reading just the bold here. Miudina deraisa the lesser lahai taima kigon shu shogeg v'kiyotze ba. The Afagav, I'm jumping to the bottom now, this Ritva, Afagav, lo shayach lemeimar, behu divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishomim. The Ritva says something very important. The Gemara tells us that we have the Svar of divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, Mishomim. How relevant is that Svar? So the Ritva says it's completely irrelevant. We don't really care for that Svar. And the Ritva says, across the board, categorically, we always say that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, even if the Shliach is Shogeg, and even if we can't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, he doesn't know what he's doing is wrong. He's Mamish B'Shogeg. The Ritva says that Svara is thrown out the window. That Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, it's a nice Svara that the Gemara presents, but it's rejected. I don't want to get why it's rejected. It's rejected based on Psukim, but that Svara is thrown out the window, and it's no longer relevant. In which we say across the board whether the Shliach is bemazed, whether he's aware of what's going on, or whether he's b'shogeg is unaware of what's going on, we always say that Ein Shliach Devar Avera, the Shliach is completely responsible, and I'm pater as the Meshaleach. See, he argues on Tosos. So again, Machlokas Rashi, Ritva on Tosos is a Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, is that relevant l'maskana, or is it not relevant l'maskana? Toso says it still is relevant, that Svara, and in which case a Shliach B'Shogeg wouldn't have that question of Divrei Rav. So in a case of Shogeg, the Meshaleach gets the Isser, we say Yesh Shliach Devar Avera. And the Ritva says, no, we throw the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, we throw that Svara out the window, and we say across the board, in every scenario, we always say Ein Shliach Devar Avera, which means the Shliach is always responsible, even if he's Shogeg. Because we don't care for the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishomim. So that's a very, very important machlokas Tosas Ritva when it comes to the halachas of Ein, Shliach, Devar, Vera. Many achorim talk about this. I'm not getting involved further in that discussion. Okay. The Tosas Rit says the same idea. We don't need to read this inside, but he says the same concept. Let's finish off with the Meiri. The Meiri writes something very, very interesting here. The Meiri writes in number 3. He says no. While the Ritva and Tosas were talking about general concepts, the Tosas says that whenever you're Shogeg, whether it's Me'ila, whether it's Ritzicha, whether it's a Gneva, anytime the Shogeg, says the Tosas, there's always, the Shliach is always Pater. When the Shliach is Shogeg, the Shliach is always Pater, and the Meshliach is Chayiv. And the Ritva said the opposite extreme. No, the Shliach is always Chayiv, no matter what the Isser is, whether it's Me'ila, whether it's Gneva, the Shliach is always Chayiv, even if he's Shogeg. The Meiri says that the case of Me'ila is very different. It's an exception. The world of Me'ila is very unique. You can't bring me any rayas from general cases of Geneva or cases of Ritzicha. Me'ila is very unique. And how is Me'ila unique? It says that what? Where the case of that, we're saying that the Shliach is always Chayiv. That the Shliach, in this case, where we say, even though the Shliach is Shogeg, right. He's still, the Shliach is still Chayiv.
No, but the Me'ila, wouldn't it be the Shalach is always Chayiv?
Well, that's in the Maskana, when we bring the Pasuk, we say there's Ye Shliach Ledvar Vera, in Me'ila, because of the Pasuk. But before we brought that Pasuk, the Gemara says that Ein Shliach Ledvar Vera. We said the Shliach is responsible. I shouldn't be responsible. He's responsible. So, but the Gemara says, but why? Isn't he Shogeg? And we said, whenever the Shliach is Shogeg, then the Isser does fall back to the Mishalech. So look what the Miri writes. The Miri writes in number 3, reading just the bold here. He says, Shigigas Hekdesh Labailim Kimi'ila. Whenever the Bailim, make a mistake in Hekdesh, it's like Mi'ila. Mipnei Shahayalo Lizkor. The Baal Habayis, the Baal should have remembered. The Af Shliach Ba'osim Hazmanim. The shliach and those times shehayu mos shel hekdesh mitzuin biyadom. So whenever he's holding money, the shliach's holding money in his hands. Harbe hayalo lachkor v'yeshka nidnu navera. What the Miri says is there's really never a case of shogeg by meila. There is, but there really isn't. We said meila could only exist when there's shogeg. That's how meila exists. The carbon only comes when a person's b'shogeg. But the Miri says it's not really a typical case of shogeg, because any time a person is dealing with someone who he knows has hektish money, not many people keep hektish money in their house. So the shliach now has a responsibility, he has to do his due diligence, and make sure what type of money is he using from the Baal Habayis. And the fact that he kind of overlooked it and didn't really pay attention what type of money he was using, that shows some nidnud, some avera, some mazid on his part. So he's towing the line here. On one hand, he's saying that the shliach is shogeg. That's why it results in the karban. On the other hand, it's some level of responsibility at the same time, whereby you can apply the svara of divrei rav, divrei talmud mishomim. We say, aizem shliach, say, wait a second. The shliach acted on his own. Don't hit me up with his avera. It's Me'ila. He should have known better. Ah, but don't we say it's a case of shogeg? He didn't know what was going on. Says me, you're right, it's a case of shogeg, but there is a level of responsibility on the shliach knowing which money he's using. Is it me? Is it hektesh money? Is it chulin money? So it's again somewhere in the middle. It's this new category. It's somewhere between shogeg and mazid, where he's really shogeg, but he's karov lemazid. We have such categories in the Gemara's in Makos. In the Gemara's in Makos, where a person kills someone accidentally, but shogeg, it's really karov lemazid. So sometimes we know the halacha that a ritzeach v'shogeg gets sent to galus. But there's some actions, that's some murders, that are karov lemezid. It's close to mezid, whereby he doesn't get the right to go to Ari Mikla. So this sounds like a case where it's like a shogeg karov lemezid case, where a shogeg, where that results in a karbon, a me'ila, but someone mezid, where we could apply to him, wait a second, you should have been paying attention. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, this is your responsibility as a shliach. And I'm not responsible until the Gemara ends up concluding the Maskana. We have a special Gezer Sakasiv to tell us that in this case is Me'ila, even though he should be responsible, because he should have said Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim. The Pasuk says Yesh Me'ila, Yesh Shliach Devar Vera for the case of Me'ila. So not a very simple sugya here, but these are just Rashi Prakim of this concept. There's a lot more to talk about, but we'll stop here. Next week, we're going to discuss, this is going to be the last sugi of Kedushin. We'll discuss what we did Thursday night, actually, last week in the Shulchan Aruch Shiri. I know you missed it, but the halacha of being meyached edei Kedushin. When a person under the chuppah, you have Kedushin that takes place, you have to designate two edim. So that comes up in the sugya where the chasen kala say, atem edai, you're my edim. Do you need to say that? So that's next week. And then the following week is going to be Monday. We have President's Day, so no Shir Monday. We'll have a special shiur later on in the day as a federal holiday. But Tuesday we're going to start Maseches Megillah from Daf Beis. We'll learn that Be'in. Okay.